Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Susan, come here and stay for this segment. My name is Chad Harbin, Dave Harrigan. Susan K. Jones is here. You're off to get a sweater, right?
Well, I'm cold. I didn't wear enough warm clothes today.
Well, that's where we're going. That's where we're going. Not your clothes.
No.
Because you're wearing a Timberwolves, kind of an old school Timberwolves top.
Yep. And some running pants. Which I don't run in.
Who are these inexplicable goofballs who prefer today to a hot day in summer? What in the hell is wrong with these people?
No.
I'll no, take
a
that's
hot day
correct.
In summer any
that,
that
day. That is correct. What is wrong with you? Let's just make that the opening topic, Dave. That's fine. What is wrong with you, and how, for the love of God, can we help you? Is there a child held hostage? Is it a cry for help? How can one human being say, you know what I would like? And I know it's going to get warmer, but let's just go when it was feels like 20 below.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was when Vanita was on or even Steve was on. So my option is feels like 20 below or feels like 93. Who is taking 20 below?
Do you know, as people have said, they like
wait
this?
For the text.
Later. Wow.
I'll put on layers.
Was that the story?
I'll put on 18,000 layers. I'll be okay. Why don't you move? Save that text. You're getting blocked, okay?
You're getting blocked.
Because it's such a boring, why don't you move? I'm not moving.
I'm not going to move. I like Minnesota. I just don't like this.
I leave for 2 months because of this.
There you go. Yeah. And you're lucky. You should be very grateful.
I never, ever, ever, ever take that for granted that my boss trusts me enough that I put in the work, pay attention, and get the opportunity to get out of this godforsaken hellhole for 2 months. Is that what, Dave, when you want to describe that as a god, when you see the podcast, godforsaken hellhole.
Sounding like the president right now.
Yeah.
Calm down.
He hates Minnesota.
Yeah, we can't even leave our... I mean, the way Trump has betrayed it, like, we can't leave the basement.
I know.
We're all in a bomb shelter.
And then he's like, there's 100... He goes, there's 1,000 lakes. I don't know. There's a lot of lakes.
I saw Emmer.
Oh, yeah,
My guy from the ground screw 40-some years ago saying 80% of the crimes in Minnesota... committed by the Smalleys.
I don't think.
How about don't think about it for a second? It's not even close to the truth. But he was on some network that was just... Listen, do we have an issue on feeding our future?
Yes.
And the fraud, and that's why why we've had Damathon over and over again. Kristen Robbins on. Palenti.
Everybody.
Direct questions from Ellison. Andy Luger yesterday.
Yes.
Andy Luger. Double figures Andy Luger on this show. Joe Thompson multiple times on this show.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the cold.
Okay.
Let's go.
We digress.
What is, seriously, I need you to call me 651-461-9226. I need you to call me and tell me, and I prefer if you would lay on your couch, how I can help you from extracting this awful opinion from your cranium.
Cranium.
Or whatever I said.
You got it.
Yeah.
The cranium.
I added like an extra N there. See, I'm cold. I was outside in this crap.
Your lips are frozen.
Mm. Yeah, lips are okay. Why do you like this? Why is this better? Here's summer. I wear a t-shirt. I wear shorts. I walk around. I take a bike ride. You know when I see everybody? You know what they have? Big smile on their face. Mm-hmm. Big smile. How are you, neighbor? You know, that's what it is. You know what it is? In winter, you got...
You don't even see people.
You got the winter coat on from your grandfather. You got the hood pulled up. And you got the angry look on the face. Get out of my way, neighbor. That's the difference.
You don't even look. You're just down to get to your next location.
You're doing the shuffle, just praying you don't slip on the ice.
Oh, and I almost fell last night. Oh,
there's a shot.
Oh, wow, that couldn't happen.
That's second
time. Ice or dog poop? Which
that
one?
Doesn't exactly help us with our argument, Susie.
Oh, sorry.
Because you fall when it's 77 degrees outside.
Do that
perfect
too.
Outside.
But it is kind of a miserable time of the year. And I'm disappointed.
And in these people, aren't you? You're disappointed in these people who think this.
No, I'm disappointed in Mother Nature because I feel like I could handle winter if it was 30 to 40 degrees the whole time.
Coldest it should be here, 55.
No, I mean, I can handle it. I'm not kidding. I know you.
Go ahead and move. Yeah. I'm not moving.
But when it's
at least for now.
December... And it's below zero. I don't like that.
The whole point is if you get too much winter in November and you get too much winter in March, it is debilitating. If it's just December, January, and February, and then it gets dark, you know, right now it's dark at 10:30 AM. It's dark at 10:30 AM. We're like Alaska. You know, I mean, again, you know what it's like in summer? 9:40, I'm out there and I'm going for a bike ride in USC. Fun, happy people. Hey, neighbor, how can I help you?
Hey, neighbor.
Now it's, I'll cut you unless you give me those gloves. That's about what it's like, right?
I don't think you need to say the word about. That is what it's like.
It's gnarly out there.
If you can see their face around their scarf and all the other stuff pulled up, it's an angry face. But even just the eyes, you can see it.
Angry eyes. That's a winter.
Angry, and you know what? Sometimes it's just beaten down eyes.
Yeah.
It's just like you're tired. You know, I wore a jacket today and a hat and mittens, and I was cold.
I mean, amazing. I mean, are you bragging about this?
No, I'm saying I was still cold.
I saw you. You were still bundled up when you were walking through the halls here with
I
all the gear on.
I said to my sister, I don't think I put
You didn't bring a sweater, though.
No, I just have this thing. It's too light. I'm going to go to Target and get a sweater.
Is that okay? Did you wear that to work or did you get this here?
No, I wore this.
Okay.
I chose
it. It's a nice Timberwolf. That looks good.
Yeah, if it was 35 degrees, this would be a very appropriate last day of the week for me outfit because, you know, I don't work Fridays.
I've considered this and I've reached this conclusion. The people who prefer a feels like 20 below day versus 90. I want you to leave.
You and Trump kicking people out.
Yep. I'm not talking about the Somalis. I'm talking about you winter frauds. Get out of here.
Okay.
Go to Antarctica. Go to Siberia. It'll be like every day. Wear your layers.
Exactly.
Right?
Get the snowshoes. Enjoy it.
Hit the road, Jack. Get out of here. We want to be miserable on these days, right? We don't want, oh, it's so nice outside.
Yeah, we like to grumble.
Yeah.
I like to grumble.
All right. Go get a new sweater.
Okay, I will.
Should we see what people have to say?
I love that.
Yeah.
And you have to defend yourself. If you are truly a connoisseur of winter and cold winter days.
I prefer your packing in the background, too, while you're talking to us. Because I've declared you don't belong in the state.
So people who love winter and love the freezing cold.
No, no, no. Let's be clear. Who would rather have 20 below to 93. Get out of here.
I want to see what kind of tax you get.
Get out of here.
I don't know. It could, go ahead.
You know what those folks defend it? They better be texting from Tempe, Arizona. Because they're, no, they won't. They won't go there. Too hot. It'll be too hot there.
Jeez, you are.
Siberia. Get to Siberia. Somali, stay. Siberia lovers, out of here. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We will be getting to National Cookie Day.
We got cookie talk?
We will have that because one of the greatest tragedies on the planet, one of the greatest disappointments on the planet is something you've laid out many, many times. So I will defer to you before we get to folks who I assume are just agreeing with me on the fact that this scenario where it's 20 bleeping below or 93, and all of us should prefer 93. What is one of the great tragedies on the planet? And we never can run from this.
Well, it's not only that it exists, but it's that the thought ever came to somebody to create the oatmeal raisin cookie. And it is the cookie that is not only poor in taste, but it's a trickster.
That's it.
It's a trickster. You see it from across the room?
It's garbage because this show is in favor of foods that succeed.
That's right.
A failed grape should go to the garbage.
Now that's where we disagree. Raisins on their own are delightful, but throw them in a cookie with oatmeal.
They're not.
You've got a huge problem, and put them across the room on a nice cookie tray, and people from 10 feet away say, ooh, a little chocolate chip cookie.
What was that? What did they say?
Ooh, a little chocolate chip cookie. Ooh, I could use that. Step over, pick one up without even caring.
Now you're engaging in conversation because
exactly.
Joy is about to happen.
You've got a smile just curling up across the across your lips, curling up your face, knowing what's about to pass those lips. And then you take that first
bite. What happens?
And you realize you've been hoodwinked by big oatmeal raisin once again.
You talk about fraud in this state.
Just disgusting.
I mean, you talk about feeding our future. Housing stabilization, the autism centers.
You can't feed the future with these.
No.
The future will spit those right out.
Oatmeal raisin lovers. You're out, too. Okay, we're just going through the list of people who are out of the state. Somali, stay. We're going to be the opposite of Donald Trump. Criminals, no. You're out.
What if Somalis are in favor, any of the Somali community is in favor of a day like this or the oatmeal raisin?
They're out. They're out. Other categories that should eliminate people from the state. Do you have one? Because right now we've eliminated. If you prefer 20 below versus 93, you're out.
Anyone who goes to a ball game with the intention of starting the wave.
Out.
You're out.
Right now, it's going to be tough to start the wave at Target Field.
Small wave.
Hey, you! Couple sections over! Do you want to do this?
One! Two! Three! You can't hear me?
Exactly. It might be a little bit tough. All right. Also, along with admitting that I'm right, you'll feel better that 93 with humidity is better than this.
103 with humidity is better.
It's better than this. It just is. Because you can do things outside. When it's 20 below, and I know it's better now. It's like 7, okay? Oh, goody. 7. Oh, grab the Speedo. this is garbage. The other one is beautiful. If you want to give us another category of why people should leave if they like this particular thing, go ahead. We'll consider those. How soon do these people have a chance to leave the state?
I think you probably have the weekend.
Weekend, yep.
Yeah. Be out of here by Sunday would be preferable.
Yeah, by Monday, December 8th, you no longer live here.
That's fair.
Siberia, Antarctica.
North Pole.
North Pole. Help out Santa. Don't belittle Rudolph. That bozo's whatever he's doing in Austria, he hates Rudolph. What does that say about
him? Mr. Christmas, Mark.
Mr. Christmas, you know. Mr. Christmas. Let's enjoy the Christmas trip with Colette. Meanwhile, I hate Rudolph because I wanted the bullies to win. That's where he stands. Where do the oatmeal raisin lovers go? Guantanamo?
Oh, I don't know if there's a place that's nice enough.
Deserted island. Filled with
deserted,
oatmeal raisin.
I like that. That's a good pun.
You like that?
Yeah.
Filled nice. With oatmeal raisin cookies. So yeah, there, you're fine.
That's fine.
You're fine. Joe is called in, I'm assuming, because Joe's a patriot. He agrees with me. Joe, thank you for agreeing with me and preferring the warm summer days. Thank you.
Chad, I'm with you with oatmeal raisin, bud. Those should be outlawed 100%.
Gross.
That's just... Yeah.
Communism at its...
Yeah.
Socialism.
Here's where it ends, though, big boy.
What?
I know you're a big, tough, raw-hide Minnesotan guy. I'm sorry.
What was the second?
Your 5 minutes, you run out of your nice air-conditioned and heated, beautiful office.
Hold on a second. Wow. What a la-di-da place. We have air conditioning and we have heat in a building.
Well, okay. When you actually work for a living, like some of us do, the problem is when it's 100 and the humidity is at 98, I can't do my job in a Speedo, big boy. I can't.
Yeah.
The public looks at you weird. No.
When's the last time you tried, Joe?
No, because my wife said that's not happening. No, but seriously, at all. No, you can't handle the heat, man. It's horrible to work in it all day. If it's 20 below.
How do you think it is at 20 below? That's terrible.
And do my thing. It's not. You put a heavy jacket.
It's not. Stop. Were you concussed earlier today? I mean, come on. Oh, it's awful.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you have to run out to your car at lunchtime and, you're going to die. Oh, give me a break. When it's 100, you're screwed, dude. There's nothing you can do but sweat your guts out all day long.
Better than freezing.
No, it's not, because you don't freeze, because you bundle up for it. I can't walk around naked when it's 100 degrees out. It's hot. It's
shorts.
Hot, but cold, you can at least bundle
shorts,
up.
Shorts, T-shirt, you're fine.
Wear shorts and I got to wear jack boots and freaking blue jeans, and you got to, a hard hat. That's nice. Big plastic bucket on your head. That doesn't hold the heat in. No. You got sweat running in your eyes. You got chafing going down there in your special
gold
area.
Bond, baby. I mean, gold bond is,
trust me, greatest thing ever made. Trust me, you should do I should do a commercial about gold bond. You don't need that so much. But exactly. I'm just saying, like I said, come on. For a guy to sit in the air conditioning.
Oh, no. I guess we're going back to the air conditioning.
Well, come on.
Joe, are you telling me no air conditioning at your place where you live? No air conditioning.
In my house, not outside when I'm working. You're right. That's why I can hang meat in my house in the summertime. I set my air conditioning at 65. Right.
Preparing for what it's like when you're working outside with do you wear the hard hat?
Exactly.
Do you wear the hard hat at home, too?
No, I take it off as soon as I can. I hate those friggin' brain buckets. But the problem is, when it's so freaking hot out, it's worse. It's horrible. Dude, you hung out in Tempe, Arizona. I did a job out there in June.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, that's great. No, but honestly, it's better out there at 115 than it is here at 100.
Well, that's true. Joe, good stuff as always. I got to get to a lot of stuff. You're very funny. Keep calling.
All right, see ya.
Minus 20 for a few days to get a good ice in the lake. Sure, 90 can suck it if humid.
Wow.
So we had somebody text in and likes the show, likes listening, but says, my 4-year-old granddaughter is in the car, and please watch your language. And I said, not once but twice, I hope you keep listening. But, and I mean this sincerely, but this is an adult show. It is. We will cover topics, maybe words that if it's a four-year-old, and I hope your four-year-old is healthy and great and adorable, and I hope you get all sorts of time. But sometimes our show is not perfect for a four-year-old. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to exclude anybody. I'm just
not just the words, but as you mentioned, in some of the topics that are discussed, some very serious news topics.
Anyone who expects a championship team, they should leave.
What about the Frost? Come on.
Take your $50,000 ice castle, ice shack, and drag it to Alaska. No, not Siberia. Deport them all to Mar-a-Lago. No, it's too hot for them down at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, that won't work out.
Because they love the 30 below.
Yeah, we're sending them somewhere where they can be happy.
Yes. We all know people aren't here for the weather. It must be the welfare, .. Tater tot casserole lovers, it's garbage. Stop lying to yourself. Very brave of me. Oh, that's so true.
Better than green bean casserole.
Let's add this to the category. Pretty much any casserole in this state, if you love it, get out of here. Because they're not any good. The hot dish casserole.
Blech. You're evicting the entire hot dish community right now?
Right now.
That's a big community.
That's a big community, and I'm willing to stand up to the casserole, to big casserole.
It means you're tossing our senior senator out, too.
Gots to go.
Yep. Hasn't Dean won the casserole contest, hot dish contest, a time or two?
How often is he here? Let's just be honest. If you're going on TV and you have so much gloss, we can't even recognize you on the screen. Got to go. Gotta get out of here. Chad, I'm all with you. I hate this state. December to March, so depressing. Thank you. That's a patriot. The sweater economy is kept afloat because of the cold, and Susie's the world. Yeah. How about that 1977 sweater she was wearing yesterday?
Oh, that's right.
The trick is to find a happy medium with the thermostat when others are in menopause. The thermostat battle can be a big battle at home with the significant other, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys okay in that area?
Yes, we're okay. The problem is sometimes with the kids who don't quite understand. For instance, in the summer, they would turn it down to like 58, or in the winter, hit the buttons to go up to 85, then you realize, what is going on in here?
Yeah,
why is it 80 in the house right now?
It's such a weird thing when people, because I've had folks in my life too who do that. Like they come home and it's, like you said, maybe it's 66 in the house. And then they turn the heat up to 80, assuming if it's at 80, it's just going to get warmer much faster.
Sure.
No, it's just not going to stop. Those people. Out of the state. Get out of here. Keep them coming. Much more serious topic when we come back. Loneliness. And the issue it is for so many people, and the numbers aren't good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The loneliness thing is just sad. There's a recent report. Among the loneliest are adults 45 to 49. Think about this number. 49% identified as lonely. Dave, 45 to 49, you're in the salad days of your life. And half of those folks in our country are saying they're lonely. That's terrible.
That number's so big.
I was shocked by that one.
45 to 49, you're thinking you still have kids at home? I mean, obviously, some people are divorced, some people are single, but
you're working, probably.
Married. Yeah, exactly. In the heart of your working life. Boy, that's
never
half. Wow.
Never married. That number is 62%. Not working. 57%. Household income below $25,000 a year. 63%. This is clearly an uptick. 40% of respondents lonely in all categories. It's way too high. 35% the last time they did the survey in 2018. 42% of men lonely, 37% women. For women, it's about the same. But there's an 8% increase for men compared to 2018. So what can we do about this? And why is it going up? I think it's going up for a few of the obvious reasons. COVID and how COVID changed so much of interaction, where we shut down interaction for valid medical reasons. Speaking of that, Dr. Michael Ostrom on this show today at 2:05 on more ideology over science by RFK Jr., who is in no way qualified for that job. No way. So that created an environment for a lot of people to be isolated. A lot of people now, if they were in that spot, ended up feeling comfortable for some reason to stay at home and accelerated some of the loneliness. This contraption in my hand, the phone, all the social media. The ways that you can have so much entertainment at your apartment, at your house, at your condo.
And that was accelerated by the pandemic, too.
Yeah.
We made our homes the place to be.
Yes. And even if it was your one-bedroom apartment, you had six streaming outlets.
Yeah. Surround sound, the big screen,
and
DoorDash or Uber Eats at your fingertips anytime you want it.
And you're on Snapchat, you're on Facebook, you're on TikTok. You know, so you can amuse yourself as opposed to before, maybe you had to go to a movie theater. Maybe because of work, when they didn't let you stay at home, and it might not have been your wheelhouse. But you would meet more people. And not just because you were forced to go to a holiday party or something like that, but you're not maybe the most socially comfortable, but you might have a coworker who you identify with.
Yeah. Might just have a work friend.
Work friend. Or you have a coworker or somebody like me who just agitates you enough in a friendly way because And I only do it with heart. You know this, because I want you to, I want to play with you and have fun with you. You're having a bad day, and then interact and have fun with some folks. This is an epidemic. This is an enormous issue in our country. We joked around about the weather, and I love how people played with that, and Joe was great. This is an enormous issue, right? This just is. And was it the last Surgeon General? Was it even Trump's former Surgeon General?
It was the last one. It was Murthy.
Yeah. But I feel like Trump's guy, Jerome Adams, who is the Surgeon General now? I don't even know.
I don't know. Does he do surgery?
I don't know. Oh, I think this was somebody that Kennedy nominated that has like a completely alternative look on medicine. Here's my shock face. But we can't identify this as much of a resolution and as a solution as we can cancer, other medical maladies, Dave, other issues where we galvanize and try to get people together to try to prevent this or improve the treatment. How can we improve the numbers on loneliness in the country? And I would love, and we've had some folks call in, and it's not easy. But I'm going to break here because I want to talk more about it, and I will absolutely accept texts also because I'd love on text, how can we create a system? And again, if it's loneliness, we're not talking about people who just prefer to be on their own. We're talking about loneliness. Dave, these are individuals who would like more human interaction and don't have it.
That's might not know how to get it right now.
They don't.
Or else they're just afraid to jump back into, you know, finding a friend, making a friend, even contacting friends they've have and perhaps lost a little track with.
Right. Some sort of insecurity they deal with. Something where it's been so long so they where they did interact with people on a regular basis that they forgot what it's like. That would be horrendous for me. You know, and when Kathleen and I first separated, and I've been fortunate to the individuals I've seen, I've been lucky enough to meet him fairly quickly by good fortune. But when I moved out of the house and, you know, it wasn't a good spot for the two of us. And again, as I mentioned hundreds of times, I have just tremendous relationship with Kathleen now. But there were nights when I was on my own where you couldn't just say, call a buddy and go out. And all of a sudden, heck, I met Kathleen the first day I came back here. I told the story before. I sat in my car, looked at that dump of a building, 611 Frontenac, had an offer, excuse me, from the Orlando Magic to stay there. And I thought I could stay there in La Crosse, but it was too good to come here, particularly because of the Wolves. Without the Wolves, I wouldn't have come back. And I just sat in my car, and I literally said out loud, because I talked to myself still, well, this job's going to change my life. And I bump into this beautiful 5'10" brunette with these great eyes. And I said, who's that? Well, that would be my wife, you know? So I was incredibly lucky. But when we first separated, eventually divorced, were there many nights where all of a sudden I was so used to Kathleen being around and Q being around and Hunter Griffin, where I was just me at the place I was staying. And I hated it. I just hated it. And fortunately for me, I wasn't in that spot for a long time. But think about the individuals who are in it for a long, long time and don't know their way out of it. There has to be something that we can do. And maybe it's more, I'm not saying a government program. Like, what can we do to help these folks out? These numbers are enormous. 45 to 49, basically 50% overall, 40% are lonely. That's not right. What can we do? And if you're in that position, do you want help? Do you know where you can get help? And what realistically can we do? I mean, just another government program. That's not what I'm talking about. Do we have enough outlets where people who aren't predisposed to do this can find ways to interact? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. I want to talk queries. I want to talk, we joked about the water here the other day when it wasn't on. And we don't have very good water in this building. We don't. I say often. I said it to Brad the other day. Please, for the love of God, get us. If somebody's listening right now and you own one of these giant towers in downtown Minneapolis, and right now you sold it, it'd be like $2.75. If you want to get WCCO radio in your building, please call one of the brain wizards here. Let's make this happen. Our water's not good, but I'll tell you where the water is good, in my house. And that's because I work with Aquarius Home Services. Obviously, at the .com for online. Aquarius Home Services, earning the right to be recommended since 1987. I've been a customer since 1993. Right now, their signature, their calling card, is the Connecticut drinking water system. That's not it, because, of course, they can help anything in your utility room, including your furnace. If it goes out on one of those mornings when it feels like 20 below, get a hold of them right away. They have emergency availability. Water softer, make sure your clothes are right, dishwasher's right, when you take the shower it's right. But that Connecticut drinking water system is the best. I was reminded again at a doctor's appointment the other day, drink more water. And I'm lucky because I have that Connecticut drinking water system at my place. And right now you can save up to 25%. Reach out today. AquariusHomeServices.com. Number of texts coming in. I would love more to come in. And I know it's not very easy for some people to speak up on this issue, but we should. When 40% of our adult population is saying they are lonely, something is wrong. Something is, what would I want to say? Fixable? Or we should try to help create more areas within private business. You know, like there's somebody text said, sent a link from a Cosmopolitan story. Friendship apps for adults. If you are in some sort of circumstance, and maybe you've always been more quiet and been more inclined to be potentially lonely, a lot of times it's not easy to go to those apps and think, okay, where am I going to go? If you can find a place where there's a common interest, like if it's just go to fill in the blank, here are other lonely people. Yeah. We're trying to help you. Well, that's, who's going to go to that?
That's anxiety inducing for a lot of people, I imagine.
Yeah. And anxiety can really build up for a lot of ways. And if you want, if part of you is, I'll use this word again, craving more human interaction in the right way, but you've been denied that opportunity for a long time, you probably need to feel especially comfortable in a potential upcoming setting to go to it. And so, hey, fill in the blank, meet people. No, maybe it's we need more private businesses, fill in the blank. I mean, we joke about the pickleball situation or all the different shared interests that a lot of people who are in more of the social circles already have. Find a way to bring those folks into your group somehow. Come join a group of people who are already playing board games, cards, happy hour, They love to get together and point out social media. Maybe they get you together and point out ways that you can meet more people. Because you even talked about it. Let's say what you said. Like if all of a sudden Lindsay, and a lot of us hope this happens, she comes to her senses and leaves you.
That's not really kind.
We're thinking of Lindsay here.
Again, not very kind. God, she'd miss me.
For Lindsay, very kind. Like, that's not your default.
No, it's
right?
not.
So talk about that.
Well, I would struggle mightily because I am the type of person that I like getting together with friends that I've had for a long time, perhaps newer friends, but it is like pulling teeth for me to be the one to reach out.
I know that. That's why a lot of times I do reach out to you.
Yeah.
Now, we're together a lot already, so by 3:30, you're just sick of me. Rightfully so.
3:10.
Yeah, maybe 1:20. But, yeah, there are a lot of people who in your situation where I hope people reach out because
I will make every excuse in the world not to be the one to do it because I don't know. It's just an uncomfortable thing.
Lengthy text here. Chad, very disturbing statistics regarding loneliness. Very sad statistic also. Each case needs to be looked at individually to try to determine why an individual happens to be lonely before solutions can be created. Most likely solutions will be very much on an individual basis. I agree with all this. There's great hope. Helping people find people activities, put them in a position to meet and develop relationships is probably most critical to curing this. I certainly hope that those people feel they can seek help and look for ideas that will possess them to have more quality relationships with other people. That would greatly impact their loneliness. That is a great text. Another text. What time do you want me to stop talking?
Any 50 will do.
How about let's go 50. I commend you for covering this topic thoroughly. I'm sure you're helping listeners. Kudos to you. Thank you so much. You know, we're trying to do a lot of things on the show, including addressing issues in a way we can either. We've had guests on this topic, too. It hasn't just been the two of us discussing it. But I really think this is a concerning topic, and I would love to see more people speak out about this topic, including well-known individuals.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.